We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Audacy put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Audacy. Visit ads.audacy.com.
I've looked through all the texts. I've won the argument. I'm going to move on. I'm going to let you off the hook.
I appreciate it.
Leroy Horde texted me. He said he thinks you're crazy.
No, he did.
Yes, he did.
Leroy Horde said he wants to karate chop you in the throat.
Huh. I got a different text from him.
Leroy's playing both sides. Leroy's squirreling.
Somebody texted in, Crowder hit that rooftop bar. I said he's going to have to after the punishment I just unleashed. Somebody goes, what is this, sports radio? That's our bad.
That was surprising.
That was 45 minutes, right? And we'll never do that again. The last time we got that heated may have been about the same thing. No, what was it about? Oh, I know what it was about. Do you remember what it was about, Solana?
LeBron, KD. Who was
basketball IQ.
Basketball IQ. And Crowder lost that argument also.
Hey, don't say my name
no more. He lost that argument.
Yeah. Chan's 0-2. Listen,
I understand how y'all make
I need to schedule some tougher
little,
opponents.
Y'all make y'all little Power Ranger monster and try to come against me.
I need to stop scheduling cupcakes. I need to bring in some power conferences.
Y'all two Avengers get together. I'll be the bad guy. What's his name? Thanos. You little American warriors. I'll be Thanos for y'all, okay?
I know what you wanted to say, you little. All right. I'm so lost. We went long. I apologize. And it was, as someone texted in, Channing A. Smith. We did not mean for that to happen.
We got carried away.
Yeah. You know what that was? It was a sparring match that turned into a fight because neither of us wanted to walk away. So, but that, I mean, it's just, I mean, that wasn't fun for anyone.
I enjoyed it a little
bit. I mean, I enjoyed it. I mean, I meant for the listeners.
Oh, okay,
like, for the listeners. Because, I mean, how long can a listener hear me beat up on you that way? So, I understand that's not fun for anybody.
All right,
let's get headline. Do I need to do anything here at the top of the hour? Am I? I'm so lost, Solana.
This hour of the Hawkman and Crowder Show
is brought to you by Toyota of Hollywood. Shop over 1,500 Toyotas indoors in one of America's largest showrooms at Toyota of Hollywood on 441 between Hollywood and Sheridan. All right, let's get to headlines, Solana.
Right now, the Marlins lead the Dodgers 1-0. They're trailing in the series 24-3.
All right.
They're looking to avoid the sweep. That game started at 3:05.
Somebody texts in, too bad the Marlins didn't score during your fight. It would have been awesome to hear Baby Shark right in the middle. You damn Marlins.
They've scored three.
Marlins could have saved that entire 45 minutes if they just would have scored one damn run. All right, go ahead. What else you got there, Solana?
Tomorrow, the Dolphins will play their second preseason game versus Tampa Bay. Kickoff is at 7:30 in Tampa. Boogie Cousins tore his ACL. Once again, going to be sidelined this season with injury. And British triathletes Jessica Lehrmuth and Georgia Taylor Brown were disqualified for crossing the line together in a heat-affected test event for next year's Tokyo Olympics on Thursday.
Really? I cannot believe that happened. Wow, that is something. Oh, consider me shocked. Weather?
Right now, by the way, weather is brought to you by Hialeah Park. Right now it's 79 degrees, very cloudy. You can expect rain in parts of South Florida. The UV index is at 3 out of 10. Pressure right now is at 29.99.
What pressure? What pressure? You said the pressure. What pressure?
Just pressure.
But that's not a weather stat. Is it barometric pressure?
Oh, wait, no. This is weather for Pennsylvania. Hold on. Give me a second here. There's a flash flood statement.
Statement?
Until 5:15 in Miami.
Okay.
Be careful out there.
Is it a warning or just a statement?
So you're giving the weather. The flash flood statement would seem to be fairly important. The pressure... In Pennsylvania, not so much. The Marlins did some good. Two runs. Marlins have scored again. Here we go. They're up 2-0 right now. Omar Kelly is going to join us in the next segment, right? And we'll play the Omar Shark song as well. And we're never talking about what we talked about for the last 45 minutes again. Literally, never talking about it again.
When it comes to tailgating, you know, the football season's coming around. That's why we're arguing. We get passionate. Publix will watch out for all your tailgating, house party needs. Football's right around the corner. And for that special occasion, Publix is going to pull out all the stops, be the king of that tailgate. They have all the great deals. They have all the great selections, guys. You know about all the deli items. If you don't want to cook, you know about the fried chicken, the wings. I love the spicy wings. They have platters, drinks, ice, beer, chips, sides, snacks, everything you need for your tailgate or house party needs and for the busy dads. I know I coach high school football, so Friday nights I'm busy. Saturday mornings I'm busy with my team. Saturday nights I have to take the wife out, you know, be around my kids. And Sunday I get up and do the pregame. But for my tailgating and party needs, Publix will deliver. For that Sunday morning, that Sunday afternoon, Publix delivers and is very convenient for those busy dads and moms that have a busy weekend but want to enjoy those Dolphin games. Find all your tailgating needs at Publix, where shopping is a pleasure. Check us out at Publix.com/DolphinSubs. Publix.com/DolphinSubs.
I got a text from Leroy Horde. It just says, "You are ridiculously wrong." And I texted him back, "Don't make me batter you too." All right, so Omar Kelly is going to join us next.
I think
we will. We'll talk some Dolphins with Omar Kelly next on Hogman and Crowder. Unfortunately, Alejandro Solana feels it necessary to play Wham Rap every Thursday at some point, and today seems to be no different.
You guys just put me through,
I know,
an hour,
I know,
of Tannehill versus Mark Sanchez.
I know.
You deserve some Wham Rap.
And for those of you that thought we were done arguing this, Crowder and I just argued for the last 5 minutes straight about Lamar Jackson. The same argument, by the way. The same argument. We just did it for 5 minutes off the air in a heated fashion because it's inarguable to say that Lamar Jackson didn't have a successful season last season. It's inarguable.
At tailback or quarterback?
No, at quarterback. 6-1.
Lamar Jackson had a hell of a tailback appearance.
He was a successful quarterback last season. Doesn't mean he's a great quarterback. Doesn't mean he's a Hall of Fame quarterback. But he had a successful season. But we're never talking about this, so it doesn't matter.
We're done now.
We're done. We're done now. Play the Omar song so we can get out of this. Omar Kelly, Omar Kelly, Omar Kelly, Omar Kelly, from the Sun Sentinel, from the Sun Sentinel, covers the fins, just got married. All right.
Sorry.
Omar Kelly covers the Dolphins for the Sun Sentinel. He's been in Tampa covering their joint practices with the Buccaneers. And Omar himself has become a news story. And I imagine no writer wants to become the story, but he had tweeted out.
Omar likes that.
You think he likes that?
Hell yeah.
Omar tweeted out yesterday, "I don't want to be the bearer of bad news, but Minka Fitzpatrick isn't playing well." And Minka's mom replied, "No, you would never want to do that. Maybe it's because he's not a strong safety and is being used to suit other people's skill set, not his own. But, you know, let's just keep ripping him because we know it breaks your heart to do that." And then Minka had to be asked about that by other reporters. And then it becomes the headline on Yahoo Sports was "Minka Fitzpatrick's mom rips Dolphins reporter for criticizing his play." And Omar's got to sit there and go, "What the hell just happened here?" You hate that? Do you hate that or you like that?
Most of what you just said is news to me. Didn't even know it.
It's everywhere, bro.
I didn't know. I honestly didn't know. It was shown to me during practice what his mom said. I didn't even finish the tweet that she said because I was too busy watching practice. And I absolutely hate when that stuff happens. But it's part of what I do, so it is what it is.
Yeah, if you Google Omar Kelly, Minka Fitzpatrick's mom – You will, I mean, headline after headline. That Yahoo Sports one was the one that grabbed me because it was the most salacious out of all of them. But yeah, that had some legs yesterday. You would agree Lamar Jackson had a very successful season last year. No, I'm gracious. Not doing that. I'm
I got to ask him.
Lamar Jackson led his team to the playoffs.
Yes, he did.
There you go. Let's
yes,
not
he
do
did.
This.
Yes, he did.
He is
garbage-ass quarterback.
No, stop it. He's not a garbage-ass quarterback. You can't say that either.
Bro!
I'm not doing this again. I'm not doing this. Talk to Omar about what you want to talk to him about.
Now I got excited.
Listen, let's address this Minka Fitzpatrick thing. Okay. Let's address this Minka Fitzpatrick thing. Okay. And this is the first time I'm addressing it because I really honestly don't know what's going on because I don't really pay attention to peripheral stuff. Like, people have to understand, like, Minka Fitzpatrick's mom is like one of 40 tweets that came to me during a practice period, and I'm not paying attention to tweets coming to me. I don't think I've still read it because when you read it, I heard a piece of it that I had never heard before. I don't know her. She don't know me. Let's just keep it that way. And Minka had to address what she said, which there's some validity to what she said. You know, Rashad is down. TJ is down. Walt Akins is down. Those are your top three strong safeties. Obviously, somebody's got to play strong safety. Like, what does she prefer Minka do? Just sit there while, you know, while somebody else plays the position for the starters? So, yeah. Is he playing out of position? Yeah, but that's not why Minka is not really having a strong camp. Minka's playing nickel, and he's covering tight ends. He's struggling against tight ends. He's doing quite well against the nickels. But do you expect more from a first-round pick? Absolutely. Yesterday, he was getting eaten up by Tampa's tight ends, which are probably the best tight ends in the country. And he didn't look that hot till he finally got an interception at the end of practice. Now, is he having a disappointing camp? I would say no, because there's a lot being put on Minka's plate. But is he playing up to the level that I would expect from Minka Fitzpatrick coming into his second year in a defense that's custom fitted for him? No, I don't. I don't think he's playing up to the level that he can. Do I expect him to play better? Absolutely. Hell, right now, if Minka was a cornerback, he'd be the number two cornerback on the team. But that's not what they're asking him to do. The problem is what they're asking him to do, he's not doing it quite as well as they would hope right now. And that's a lot of people on the team, so let me not, like, call out Minka. Like, this team got a lot of hard truths and a lot of medicine. Like, Charles Harris, people have ignored it all week. I haven't. But Charles Harris has been demoted to the second team. He's been replaced by an undrafted rookie from Georgia. Like, does that matter to you people? Or is it just, you know, hey, this is just the way that it is. We expect first-round picks from the Dolphins to be disappointments.
And oh, back to quickly, I got to go back to the Minka Fitzpatrick mom thing. You treat a player's parents or a player's agent or a player's brother, cousin, sister the same way you treat a random egg or Dolphin fan 45964 on Twitter. You treat players' parents and the random fan the exact same when you speak to them.
I treat everybody the same way. I don't treat anybody as if they're special. A lot of times agents come to me and ask me how their guys are doing. I'm not the person to come to if you don't want the truth. If you want me to pacify you and just tell you what you want to hear, you could go to Beasley or you could go to whoever else. You know, not to call out Beasley.
It sounded like you called out Beasley.
Damn, Mo. Like that would be.
You're going to be fighting Adam Beasley. I'm going to fight Leroy Horde. He's texting me that he's coming here to get me.
Listen. I'm just – everybody knows who I am. Everybody knows what I do. I'm not that person. Like, I'm not going to pacify you. I'm not going to sit there – like, do I like Minka? I love Minka. I think Minka's a good player. Is he having a good camp? Not really. Is he having a bad camp? No. Yeah, he's being asked to do a lot right now, and he's being asked to play out of position. Is Minka a strong safety? No. But I understand their vision, and this is what I don't get from my peers. Like, he's got to play the position because three strong safeties are down. What do you want him to do? No, you want him to replace Bobby McCain and play free safety? Well, they don't want to do that because they want Minka in the action. Like, how do people not get this? They want Minka closer to the line of scrimmage, more involved, because that free safety is basically just a center fielder, last line of defense, nothing gets behind me. How is that ideal for Minka Fitzpatrick?
It's not at all. Oh, and I'm with you. He was down in the box. He blitzed at Alabama. Like, he is an active guy in the box. So I fully understand what you're saying and respect that they're putting him down there. But I was thinking when I first heard this story, that Brian Flores is, now you're saying with the injuries, he's working Minka in different positions, even if he doesn't plan on playing him there, just so he gets a better understanding of the defense, understands what every position is doing to make him better at nickel corner, boundary corner, strong safety, free safety.
Yes.
If I know what the backers are doing, that's going to make my job easier.
Yes, and he took some beatings on by these tight ends, who are very good tight ends. He should know because one of them played with him in Alabama. And he was in one-on-one coverage with really good Pro Bowl tight ends. Okay, the lessons that you take from that, you learn from that, should carry on to the season. I mean, we know Minka is not mentally soft, so he's not going to go, you know, he's not going to go into a shell like a lot of players would. The question is, what is he going to do to improve and play better? And that's what we need to see. I mean, no offense to his mama, but having your mama come to your rescue ain't a good look.
Omar Kelly from the Sun Sentinel is with us. You were critical of the Dolphins in your Sun Sentinel column, right? They're just saying, hey, there's holes here
deserve that. They deserve that.
You haven't liked what you've seen.
Oh, no, it's not good. It's not good. And part of the reason why it's not good is because I understand this is a rebuild season. This is a – you purge your roster. You're logically tanking. But – how come you haven't fixed one single problem that you had last year? Not one. Not a single problem has been fixed from 2008 to 2009. Not one. And that, to me, is a failure on management's end. I don't care what you want to say about, you know, keeping your compensatory picks or what your 12 draft picks or your $100 million in cap space. You can claim as many injured and waived players as you would like. How come absolutely nothing from 2018 got fixed?
Hey, is it weird to you that it seemed like it before, and now I'm 100% confident in it after yesterday, that Brian Flores is communicating with his players through the media, talking about being low, Rosen with his body language. Is it weird to you that he's communicating through the media?
No, because the smart coaches that I've covered did that. Jimmy Johnson was a master at it. You get their attention the way that you know reaches them. But then he's also coddling guy. You know, each person gets an individual attention. Like, you know, he really propped and praised. I'm sure he was prepped to address what was going on, because Minka was certainly prepped to address what was going on. He showered Minka with praise. And it's true. It's valid. A lot has been put on Minka's plate. You know, Minka and probably Jerome Baker have probably had the most put on their plate this offseason, outside of Xavier, which we all know he got to carry a lot. But Bobby McCain, those are the guys who a lot is being put on their plate. The question is, how are they going to handle it? How are they going to respond? Are they working to get better? Like, these coaches, they coached them rough this week. I mean, it was a lot of tough love. We got an opportunity to hear a lot of it because we were close to the field. I mean, it was some abusive stuff to all the guys. So, you know, if you can't handle it, then, you know, you're playing the wrong sport. Am I wrong, Crowder?
Yeah, you can't be mentally soft or emotionally soft in this level.
Mm-mm.
Also,
can't
not
can't
for the
it.
Last 45 can't minutes of our show. I mean, we had a rough practice here. Oh, yeah. Unfortunately, it happened on the.
Can you bring Hawk some new draws?
Crowder needs to. Crowder needs an IV of alcohol because. I'll just ask you, no long answers. Don't think about it too much.
Yeah, that's how you want all your answers.
I hesitate to go down this road again. Who had the more successful tenure with their team, Mark Sanchez with the Jets or Ryan Tannehill with the Dolphins?
It's got to be Mark Sanchez because he led his team to the playoffs.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Go stand in the corner.
I don't want to hear that dumb crap.
Go stand
in
the corner.
Sanchez is a garbage-ass quarterback, and Hawk makes
That's
this dumb-ass success.
And what is Tannehill?
Most successful run. He's better than Sanchez. He is 10 times better than Mark Sanchez.
That's not the question that he
That's
asked.
That's not the question.
Asked,
thank
successful,
you.
Successful.
Don't raise your voice to Omar. He's our guest.
Okay,
don't raise your
this,
voice. Don't raise your voice.
Who's had a more successful career? Because Mark Sanchez has been to more playoff games in his career.
Tannehill.
But no, okay. You can't say this because you just said Mark Sanchez had a more successful career with the Jets, and Tannehill's only been to one playoff game they didn't play in. So now you're changing your narrative,
but
bro.
Let's be honest about this. It's inarguable that he was more successful for the Jets than Tannehill was for the Dolphins. What about their careers? I mean, they're
Tannehill has not been to a playoff game.
They're both garbage.
So, so who has a more successful career?
More successful career?
Yes.
Mark Sanchez.
Mark Sanchez has a more successful career than Tannehill.
Yes.
See, now you're sounding dumb. That sounds dumb.
Versus Ryan Tannehill
has the most successful career.
How, Omar?
But Mark Sanchez had the most success with his franchise.
Right, correct.
Because he led them to the postseason, which is what it's all about.
That's what it's all about. How come you and I know this and Crowder doesn't?
Okay, so how can Tannehill have a better, more successful career with going to playing in zero playoff games?
He doesn't.
Because he started longer, he's led teams to more mediocre success. he's made more money. Sanchez can't get a job as a backup now.
He retired.
Tannehill will be in the league for the next 10 years as a backup.
Yes.
Yeah, everybody, like, isn't he pushing Marcus Mariota right now?
Yes, that's how this all started. Unfortunately,
yes. I mean, we knew he was going to push him. Tannehill will look great in practice. Let me take that back. I'm lying to you. Tannehill will look okay, sufficient, adequate until the pressure starts and until he really has to deliver. Then he doesn't, and then his coach is running, you know, draw plays on 3rd and 7 with the game on the line. You know, we know what it is.
Would you like to apologize now, Crowder? You want to apologize?
To who?
Or do you need to go downstairs and get a drink right away?
I want y'all to apologize to Tannehill.
We need to get him a
drink. I'm going to call Tannehill. I'm going to bring y'all to church with us.
Is anyone in our listening area have a towel or something for Crowder? He needs a towel.
Or a change of drawers for Hawk.
But we're not talking about this ever again.
y'all are debating these mediocre quarterbacks.
Somebody had texted that in. This is the epitome of Dolphins and Jets fans arguing who had the better of the worst quarterbacks with their no success.
Who had the better mediocre quarterback?
It's just such an awful argument. When I tell you we wrecked the program clock, this was the worst 45 minutes of radio that we've ever done.
I'm sure it's good radio because South Florida, we just love our quarterbacks. And unfortunately, you know, we're going through another season where it's just going to be hot quarterback garbage. But, yeah, it's – you know, we got to do better. All of us got to do better. The franchise got to do better.
And all of us. Let's all get better.
All of us.
Let's all get better. And let's all agree.
Get Mark better
Sanchez,
with your opinions.
Mark Sanchez was more successful
get
for
better
the Jets
with your opinions.
Than Ryan Tannehill was for the Dolphins. And Lamar Jackson had a more successful football season last year than most quarterbacks because he was 6-1 and went to the playoffs.
Great tailback.
He's an amazing
tailback.
Okay, you want to do that? You could do that.
Who throws the ball occasionally? Yeah,
that's right. He was 7-for-14. What in the hell? That's not a quarterback. All the running back options.
Somebody texts in, LOL, Hawk, you keep saying you're not going to bring it up, but then, and thus why my wife and I argue all the time. I can't let things go. All right, Omar. We'll see you, man.
All right, guys.
Omar Kelly there. I'm honestly, we are not talking about it again because we have proven me right on all counts. That's why.
I'm going to tell you this. If you can get people to make fun of us and not Omar while he's on, we are doing something wrong.
Right? I mean, when there's three people on the air and one of them's Omar and we're getting all the heat, something's up.
That's when I started questioning my opinion when I saw that.
Oh, my goodness. Whew.
You okay?
It was just –
You okay? You good?
I'm great.
I know you're great, but are you good?
I feel bad for you. I'm being honest. I feel bad because I got to smell
that Pamper that you're in.
Because I took you to the cleaners.
I got to smell that Pamper.
I took you down to Chinatown, and you weren't in the mood.
I took you down to Chinatown. I never have known
I
what that
I served
meant.
You a poo-poo platter, and it wasn't coming out of my drawers.
All right,
do we have anything that I need to do here, Solana?
Nah, just drink some water, Channing.
All right, drink some water, Channing, and don't talk to him. Trust me, you're the least successful of any of the non-successful people we've talked about all day. That man bun. All right, we're going to take a break. I think we're back under control, right?
We're good.
Dan, Day, we feel like we're back under control. Dan just shot me a look, man.
Come on, my Nez.
Come on, man. Everything okay with all the network affiliates? Gave me the thumbs up. All right. Quick break. We come back on Hockman and Crowder. All right, so here's what happened during the commercial break, right? So I go outside. We just finished talking to Omar. And the 45 minutes prior to that, we had really the worst radio argument that I've ever been involved in, other than the radio argument you and I also had about LeBron versus Kevin Durant basketball IQ. But I won't even talk about that.
It's our specialty.
Just a terrible radio argument. And then I brought it up again with Omar, even though I said I wasn't going to bring it up. And I'm arguing with people on the text machine over the same thing that I said I wasn't going to talk about again. And as I come out of the studio, you know, and I had said to Omar, that was, he didn't hear because he's up in Tampa. I said, we did some really bad radio. And so our program director, Len Weiner, is standing outside the door when I walk out. I walk out of the studio. He's standing there. He's got his hands on his hips. And he goes, hey, huddle up here. That was the worst radio that I've ever heard, with a stern look on his face. And I can't even argue with you.
First of all, your commercial breaks are way too long. Whose idea was that?
That's you, all you. But we've screwed it up. We screwed up the clocks today to have the worst radio argument.
Yeah, and you have.
Time.
It's just awful radio, and my ears were bleeding. And I'm totally just embarrassed by this.
And you should be, and we are. But Len, can I just give a little background here? Len is the program director that brought together Mike and Mike, correct?
When
Mike Greenberg was being inducted into the Radio Hall of Fame, he thanked you publicly.
He did, and it was very humbled and just absolutely blew me away.
So the guy knows what he's doing. He knows what he's talking about.
Sometimes.
So if he comes away from his desk, because he's, you know, sequestered in an area that we don't see, if he walks all the way, I mean, he was,
standing there waiting for me.
And just said, you are right. That is the worst radio that I've ever heard.
Just awful.
And generally, you know, you want to, like, bow up to your boss and go, no, I'll tell you, and I got nothing. And it was just bad.
Awful. You know what? It's only Thursday, but you ruined my weekend.
Yeah. I think we ruined a lot of people's days with that. So I apologize, Len.
All right, I'll think about whether I accept it or not.
Would you agree, though, that Mark Sanchez had a better tenure with the Jets? All right, get out of here. I'm never bringing it up again. I'm never bringing it up again. Thank you, Len, and we apologize wholeheartedly.
Man, what are you doing?
Who was that guy?
Man, I walked back in here, man. He got the boss man in him. What are you doing?
Who was that guy? Time for our college football update. This college football report is brought to you by FIU Panthers Football. Panther Pride is here. Get your season tickets now at 305 FIU Game or visit ticket.fiusports.com. I'll give you a quickie. We are exactly 2 weeks away from FIU's opening game. We've talked plenty about Miami and Florida on August 24th, kicking off the college football season. The FIU Panthers, they play Thursday, August 29th at Tulane. So exactly 2 weeks from today, FIU will open their college football season. This college football report is brought to you by FIU Panthers Football. Panther Pride is here. Get your season tickets now, 305 FIU Game, or visit ticket.fiusports.com. And what do you like to say there, Solana, a proud FIU graduate yourself?
Pause up, Papa. Watch out, Green Wave. You're going down.
Pause up, Papa, and watch out, Green Wave. He's trash-talking Tulane. He's trash-talking Tulane. All right, the 5 o'clock Funky Buddha happy hour is coming up. I always talk to you about the cheetah. There's lots going on. You can reserve a table now. Saturday is UFC 241. Watch it live in full sound at Cheetah Hallandale Sports Lounge. Is a sports lounge like no other. Gorgeous ladies, HD TVs, projector screens, leather couch seating. Again, Saturday is UFC 241. That's the place to watch it. You can mark your calendars for Wednesday, August 28th. Celebrate with Cheetah Hallandale. It's their once upon a time anniversary party. Enjoy a complimentary buffet day and night. They've got open bar 8 till 9 p.m. Bar tab giveaways, platinum VIP card giveaways, drink specials, and more. That's August 28th at Cheetah Hallandale. Of course, football is back. Enjoy preseason with football action, girls, and beer. Enjoy all the games with hundreds of beautiful, exotic referee and cheerleader adult entertainers in Cheetah Hallandale's ultra-high-tech sports lounge, and watch the games live and in full sound while you enjoy the coldest draft beer in town. Complimentary gourmet lunch till 3, happy hour specials daily, so much more. And I always remind you, you've got to make Cheetah Hallandale your free lunch hotspot. Why would you pay for lunch with an unpleasant view? Enjoy a gourmet lunch menu for free every day, 11:30 till 3, happy hour till 6, so much more. If you want more details, you can check out their website, which is cheetahsofl.com. I promise you, in the 5 o'clock hour of the simulcast, nothing but laughs. All laughs. No more serious sports arguments. All laughs. Laughs and giggles and chortles. Next on Hochman and Crowder.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.